The smell of the rain and the earth and the grass is so nice. When can you smell this freshness? In the moment. Life is happening in the moment. You cannot smell it in the past, you cannot smell it in the future. That's why the Buddha goes on reminding you, drop the past. If you're carrying the past, you cannot be in the moment, in the present. You have to be available to the moment. Then only, this fresh rain, the smell of the grass, so nice. You are meeting your senses in the moment. So a sannyasin has to drop the past. But it's very difficult. You feel it so difficult. Why is it so difficult? Because it's you. It's all your experiences, all your happiness, all your good memories, all your bad memories, all your emotions, all your spiritual ideas. Everything, your whole packet is the past. So that is my invitation. Look who you are without your past. So simple, so easy, just to be here now. But you have to get disentangled with your whole story. Then again, you are fresh. And only someone who is fresh, available, can really receive what is given. Otherwise, yes, you know you want. You know you want to be happy. You know you want to be here. But still, you cannot let go. Why? Because your understanding hasn't gone that deep. You still want, and you want to keep you also. You haven't realized that you have to go for that to arrive. So slowly, slowly, this understanding by experiences and insights and meditation goes deeper. Then you become more and more willing to let it go. That is called knowing oneself. Not holding on to anything. not longing for all the dreams and the fantasy of the world, but longing for freedom itself, for peace itself, for silence itself. This is the sweet play that goes on here with the master and this disciple. Again and again and again, you have to remind them in so many ways. I would love to just sit in silence, enjoying the bliss of being. But you don't understand that language yet. You're full of questions and turmoil and conflicts and doubts and pain, because you are still identified with your story. So then we have to go on talking. So, here we go. Beloved Babaji, I feel very fortunate to be involved in this new around you, to be together with the French, to get polished, to melt. Beloved Babaji, beloved Jaitan, is always around me, new around me. But you become old because you become stagnant. And the poor Babaji has to always try to ways to wake you up again so you become alive, because you become so easily dull. That is something humans do very easily. They adjust. So even here, you fall asleep. Feel very fortunate to be involved in this new around you. It's always new around me. I saw, Yamuna showed me some of the, sometimes he tried to show me some beautiful things from the news of the Baba Ji and the Sangha. And I said, I don't want to watch that. But then I saw this man, there's a Vimal. He said, he was interviewed on the news. Then he said, we are dissolving the crew. We're going to be many crews now. And I was thinking, who is dissolving the crew? You are dissolving the crew? You had resistance to resolve the crew, like so many. But now, when they are over there, they can't hold the Ganga back. It's impossible. The Ganga is flowing, like the master. So then you can have some resistance. Or the sana had some resistance. Vimala says, some people in bhakti maybe have that. People, is something new happening? Then what to do? Madhav, he couldn't think anymore. Who is dissolving the crew? I'm dissolving everything. I'm destroying and creating just like Shiva all the time. I have to. Even if I have destroyed you, then again, behind my back, you start building yourself up. Then I turn there. Oh, there is the old burger again. Then again, ka. It's an ongoing process. Till maybe one fine day, I can relax. I say, no, there's no chance that it comes back. That the scorpions comes back. Just I told you about my Mayan friends in the Yucatan. They killed and killed and killed the scorpion. So it will not come back. Because they knew even if it was dead, some innocent child could come and still the poison is there in the scorpion. They could step on it. So they had to make ash. And there is no way out before you are ash. So no, Jaitang also, you've been around so long, but again, this is nothing new. It's happening every day here. It was a bit overwhelming to come back to Dharma Mountain. I felt myself in a chaos and confusion. But sitting with you in satsang, everything became in harmony again. Yeah, that's what I say. It's the only safe place. They always said that. Take refuge in the Dharma, in the Buddha. That is the only refuge there is. No, again you got entangled, then confusion. Then a deep trust was happening that this chaos and confusion is what is happening and everything is perfect. I felt very hopeless outside satsang. Yes. You have to come to a place where there is always satsang. Even if you are inside this so-called satsang hall or not. Satsang is an ongoing process. For me, it's always satsang. Satsang is to be in the company of yourself, of the truth. So, you don't know that, so you get confused, you get lost. You get in pain and suffering. Then you have to come into satsang. But this satsang should be for you to realize you are always in satsang. You are always with the truth. But till that is recognized, which is not yet, then you need to go to satsang. I may ask for you some guidance. I have had tightness in my solar plexus. It has been coming and going, and it has been gone for some time, but now it came back, and I feel it's something to do with fear of expressing and exposing myself, especially when it's more than two people around me. Yes. Dynamic is very good these days. And I feel more space in the area. I feel I'm tired of holding myself back from life. If you have any good medicine for this disease, I'm very happy to take it. I'm distributing medicine all the time. But I can't sit like with you like a little baby and put the medicine into you. It's available here. Just open your mouth. That means open your heart. Then you will feel it. Otherwise, here also, you can be just sick because you don't take the medicine. It doesn't go in. So, that's what I'm saying. You have to get tired of holding yourself back. You have to become tired of yourself, your ego, your tightness. You have to become tired of it. If you're not tired of that, how can you want the new? That is called forgetfulness. Then you have to suffer more, or you have to come to satsang to get reminded, which is what's happening all the time. No, people, many people get reminded. They are hot now, they are happy, they are open, they get again connected. Then you should really make some decisions now out of this clarity, what you want from your life, what is important. Because before you know it, your mind and your habit comes back. Then you should know what to do. No, this decision I took from a clear state of being. My heart knows it. No, again, my mind is confused. Don't take any decisions from your mind. Take it from your clarity and stick to it. So the first medicine is that you have to be very tired of holding yourself back. When you are very tight, tense, tired of being contracted, what is the best thing to do then?
Relax.
Just relax. How does it feel to
relax?
If you're very tight and stiff and in pain, and then you relax. You're very cold, almost frozen to death. And then you come in to some heavenly abode, a house, and a big bathtub with nice bubble bath. How does it feel then to relax? That is the medicine. Relax. Open up. Now you know how it is to be tight, to be afraid, to hold on, to protect yourself. Just one simple medicine. Relax. Relax. Take a deep breath and relax. You don't need to be uptight anymore. My suggestion. But if you want to listen or not, it's up to you. Till one fine day, you realize, oh, I want to listen now. That is the medicine. Relax. And if it's very stubborn, like you say, something sitting in your solar plexus, which many times is because you are only identified with the physical and your emotion and your mind, then get some deep body work, dynamic, put something under your diaphragm in the back, your solar plexus is up, put the heavy rock on your solar plexus, breathe into it. Anything that can help. All these things you know now, you have been around me. So help me to help yourself. Because, like I said also, dynamic can just become a habit. You can do, I've known people done dynamic for 20 years, but they do it just like a robot. You have to come to a point that you have something to release, you want to. Or dynamic is so good even after you release. I did it for a long time just for a good exercise in the morning. After 7 o'clock in the morning, Pune was so hot, India gets so hot. You do dynamic, that's enough for the rest of the day. Thank you, beloved, for sharing your life with us. I love you. Yes, in gratitude, yours, Jaita. Beloved, the other day, in an interaction with a friend, a very old and deep wound of mine was touched, the feeling of frustration at not being heard. It was very powerful to see this, to feel it. I had to leave and take space to feel it out. That's a very good way, that you just leave and feel it out. Because the habit is, when something gets touched that is uncomfortable for the ego, for your mind, then it's resistant. And that resistance can come up in many ways. Anger, for example. And I heard you, Madhav also can be very explosive sometimes. So people even get a little afraid to come close. And then you have other people like Sugandhi and some other, many, I can go on, but just example, they are very difficult to receive anything. So then it's good that you take in the information, digest it, and see if it's true or not. Otherwise, you go into the defensive mood. Defensive mood, no? That is very easy, and some people get explosive. Some people are very difficult to give feedback. Sana also sometimes very difficult. No, she's, because around me, you cannot hold on. Sooner or later, you have to relax. Just relax, Sana. So these people, like you also, right, I can be more straight. Some people have to be very careful. It is very, don't say anything. But you can just go, so what? Because you know you have nowhere to escape. And even if your ego pops up like that scorpion a little bit, then you know that I know Baba takes care. I know it. Even if I feel a little sad. So, the feeling of frustration of not being heard. It was very powerful to see this, to feel it. I had to leave and take space to feel it out. And that's the right thing. Feel it out. Instead of thinking, then this reaction, that protection, anger, screaming, shouting, whatever it will come out, that is more from the head. Feel deeper what is really happening. That is the right way. And to feel, you need to take a step back. It's a whole new world. That's why most people in the world, they don't want to feel. It's safe to think. No feeling involved. But when you start feeling, then it becomes very touchy. I sat, and what came up was the feeling of this little boy who was being systematically abused by his teacher in the classroom at school, not knowing who to tell, who could help. Each morning, the boy was fastening his belt as tight as he could, in the vain hope that the teacher could not get his hands down his trousers. I have read, now it's coming up a lot, that this teacher who's been abusing children and priests, no? Many good Catholic priests, no? Holy people. And some has misused hundreds of children. Hundreds of children. And not only that, but in the beginning, they didn't want it to come out. So the priest went on being the holy priest. And children got abused for years. And the Vatican, the Pope, didn't want to have anything to do with it. it was too touchy. Then it came to a point that they had to deal with it. Now they have started putting those people, priest, away. But it's not only one situation, it's hundreds. This boy told his parents, but nothing changed. That's the thing also, people are not really people, they are more like mouse. I see most people just like mouse. And even your own parents doesn't talk up because it's better to be quiet. Don't disturb anything. How can we say that to the priest? What will happen in the village? This is how people are so retarded. Not to disturb. They have no oomph. Just mouse instead of lions. It's pathetic. But this is the truth. It's very, very normal. Which we're going to see today. Because today, since it was raining so much, I thought, let's go on the cleaning then. This boy was not heard. He was not held. He was not supported. He still had to go to that schoolroom every day. I could just feel the pain and cry about it, acknowledge it, and then let it go. It is not me, yet I am the one who experienced it, the one with the memory deep in the system. Yes, that's why this has to come out. Because that hurt and also that suspicion will be in the unconsciousness towards other people. That maybe they want to harm you. That's why it's so important to go through the washing machine and look at yourself. There is no shortcut. You have to have peace inside. And that takes work. You have to bring yourself in harmony. It means you have to be clean of the past. Only then the true journey of meditation starts. Then you can just be. You can sit. You are not disturbed. You are welcoming peace. Because you know now that you have done your homework. You have cleaned your house. That means your body, your mind, your feelings, your emotions. I could just feel that pain and cry about it, acknowledge it, and then let it go. It is not me, yet I'm the one who experienced it, the one with the memory deep in his system. What a joy to feel that wound has been cleaned out. The pus has drained and the healing has begun. What a never-ending joy to be here in your presence, to be in the Sangha, seeing everything that needs to be seen and slowly, slowly dropping it. I'm becoming nothing and nobody, celebrating life at your feet. Eternal love, Rai. Yes, Rai, now it's very good, because this is the cleaning. How can anybody be nothing or nobody if you are full of stuff, no? And this process can take years. And maybe it will never happen. It's very individual. It is not enough just to sit here. You have to do your work. Many people have told me, after so many years, suddenly they realized how much they are sitting on ideas. But I'm telling you, everything will come up, quick or slow, depending on you. It has to. Because my whole work is to clean you. And the more you think you have to protect or hide or you are not aware of, the more tensions you're going to be in. If you have nothing to hide, and your heart, your mind, your past, your identification with your whole pain story is gone, then is only bliss done. Only then can you really be with the Master. There is nothing in between. And that is what satsang is. There should be nothing in between. But again and again, you are there in between. I am becoming nothing and nobody celebrating life at your feet. Very good. Daniel also wrote, how beautiful to put words on what I am experiencing in the moment and to see how that changes from moment to moment. Yes, that is, should be a sannyasin, who is available moment to moment, and it changes. And only somebody who is very intelligent can be that. You are responding to the moment. New things are happening, you are totally there. If you are too much stuck in the past, in your identity, you don't know how to function in new situations. You get scared. And here, the old doesn't work. Many times I hear, I don't know how to behave. Why should you behave? Just be yourself. But we are so well trained that you are so-and-so. You like so-and-so. You have this idea or that idea. And then anything new that goes outside your capacity of understanding, you start tightening up. So when you again start touching to be a nobody, available, just flowing from moment to moment, being in tune with me, then you can do anything. That is what a disciple, a sannyasin, should be from the beginning. But I know it's almost impossible because nobody has any idea what they go into. It will be a process, and like I said, many of you, even if you've been there for 10 years, 15 years, things are still coming up. Still, you are going deeper. And you're seeing what is holding you back. You're taking more responsibility. How beautiful to surrender more and more to the Sangha. To mix in the soup, to boil together, to bump off each other, to react, to see the reaction, to share about the reaction, to get feedback. To have a friend gently and patiently listen and turn the mirror back to myself, to hear their insights gently crush my ego and release my heart again. I know nothing and it's blissful. Thank you. At your feet, Rai. Yes. This is how everybody should be. But you all know how easy it is to get hurt, to protect yourself, to not take it in. Even if it's there, everybody here is to help you, help each other. It's very funny. And someplace inside, you know that. But the habit is so strong that you become on guard. Nobody here is playing ego games to tell what you should do or who you are. they are trying to help you. And if anybody is playing those games, be 100% sure that I will know about it. So that is not your thing to deal with. Then you said, I read Osho said, the helpless child has no other way than to oblige, than to surrender. His whole life is at stake. He cannot survive on his own. He has to depend on the parents. He has to watch continuously what they want, what they appreciate, what is rewarded by them. If it is rewarded by them, then he is worthy. He feels good. If he is punished by them, he feels unworthy. He feels bad about himself. And this is society's methods to make you feel unworthy. Because in this world, who is feeling worthy? It's just a cover-up. It's impossible to feel worthy if you are not worthy. It's impossible. That's why you have to be, oh, I'm the president. I'm a big movie star. I'm a big healer. Something to make you special. Then maybe you feel worthy. But you know inside that you are not worthy. Because you are separated. The only way to be worthy is to be part of this whole existence. Or call it God, or consciousness, or peace. Then you feel worthy because you become one. You're not an outsider. That's why I say that is great that you have a taste of being a nobody. Because a nobody doesn't know. He's dealing with the moment. You start using your own intelligence, not out of what has been taught to you. Taught to you by this sick society, by these unconscious parents and teachers and pedophiles, that is your teachers and priests. How can the child become healthy then? And of course, the child is so innocent. Nobody is more helpless than a human child. They cannot take care of themselves. In the animal kingdom, very quickly they leave the parents. But in the human society, they are very, very helpless. And then having unconscious people who doesn't even want to stand up when your own child is abused. No wonder that you're going to have a hard time cleaning it out. Because it's all there in the unconsciousness. And you don't even trust people then. So how can you take any feedback or listen to anybody if you don't trust? This is not awakened in you. Because the heart has to be closed from very, very early on when you've been abused by somebody who should take care of you. Then you close down then. You lose trust. No, here you have to regain that trust. That love. That's why I say it's very individual how easy or how difficult it is for people. Let's go on with little abusement stories then, when we first add it. Just to be finished with it. Why hold back on the toilet paper when you have a lot? I have a whole pile. Even the master doesn't know how he can use all this, but he's trying. Because you look so constipated. To my beloved master, these last days I've been remembering what my past looked like before I got into that spiritual holy business, Virgin Mary and the Holy Ghost. That's so good, sadhana. Because it's very difficult to deal with you or with anybody when you are, and I have some Virgin Marys and Holy Ghosts around here. Most of the time they are very quiet because they are not ready to be chopped. So when you see that it's just the old imprint, then you don't take it so serious. And that is where you are. It's very difficult to write this when you're in it. And when you came, you were totally in it. In fact, you were almost the Virgin Mary. It is amazingly good and humbling to see this. I watch it and admit fully that, yes, I used to live like that. I've been so ashamed by the past, wanting to get rid of it, and so I denied it. Yes, that's what I say. Many people, they come and they are so fucked up and don't like the way they live, and then they start dreaming about heaven or enlightenment. But there is no connection with the Holy Ghost and enlightenment. Wow. You have to become first a human. And to become a human is hard work. And all the Buddha says, wake up, you have a human birth. And only humans have this gift that they can become enlightened. So first you have to become human. I wanted to start a new life when I traveled to the East some years ago, but I wasn't aware that I was trying to escape it. It was such a pain in the neck and the belly too, so I turned my attention to other things, people and ideas. I want to put this out now because I feel liberated in seeing that taking responsibility for this serves me much more than trying to cover it up with the Mother Teresa attitudes. Yes. And so I finally feel safe to say that my past looks quite ugly, not nearly as golden, as shiny as I kept things in my memory. Abused in childhood, crazy mother, talking with ghosts. Maybe that's where you had the Mother Mary and the her violent drug and alcohol addicted boyfriends coming and going one after another eventually led to a very angry and rebellious teenager who did not have any respect for anything. Promiscuous, always in bad company, violent and dumb, provoking people far more disturbed and dangerous than me, getting beaten up, drugs, addicted to sex, stealing from innocent people, eating disorders, always making some fuss in school, never managed to keep a job and take proper care of the most basic things, and so it goes. So here I am, finally with my feet on the ground, feeling so grateful for the patience, love and respect you have shown me. Before you are here, sadhana, before anybody is here, you can't even see the love and respect that I have showing you. Because first you have to become human, you have to drop all your ideas, you have to accept it. And accepting things as they are, they disappear. That is history. Who cares? According to my grandmother and her holy Bible, I should not be here at all, because this is paradise. I'm in paradise. Yes. Even grandmothers can be wrong sometimes. But it's hard to tell them. Do you think she understands? Will she understand? Yeah? You have told her about here? That's good. She's invited. She can bring her Bible too. That's fine. Thank you so much, beloved Master. Thank you for breaking me. Thank you for giving satsang and for opening this beautiful place for us. Yes. I know, sadhana, that breaking is always a little uncomfortable, but now you see that it had to happen, and then you can be grateful. It's always a risk. The master has to show you the most beautiful things, your own blissful reality, but he also has to show you all the ugly things that you are attached to. And that always has to come first. You have to do your homework. And in that process, many people get hurt because you are breaking down. If you don't have any love, any trust in your heart, you will escape because it's painful. And that's how you have missed for many, many lives. Only when your understanding comes that now I'm ready to break down. Now you have a distance to all this. It's just like a movie you saw sometimes. You can hardly remember. And anyway, why should you remember this movie? Some people have good movie, okay, then but don't go in the bad movies, no? So many thanks to my new family for my new chance in life. I really love you all, and it's such a gift to be me, to be here together. And I love Dharma Mountain and my new life here. It is so amazing. I could never, never dream or hope for such a blessed and beautiful life. Thank you, Master Sadhana. Good, with this new insight, now stand up for it and start living it then. Be more steady in it. Be committed. Because only that will integrate you. First thing, I have to clean your eyes so you can see. Then when you see, you see, oh my God. Then you have to deal with that. Then you deal with it, and then you say, ah, this is so good, now I can see, and it's a beautiful sight. What I'm seeing is beautiful. Then you have done your homework. Now you have to stand up for your own intelligence, your own insight. Bring it into action. First you have to feel it inside, then you have to get rooted in it, clean yourself, then you have to bring it out. So it becomes integrated. It is neither inner nor outer, it's a totality. Beloved, I experienced a past life that was coming back to me when I was watching a video of you. I was a woman in Japan, and I was together with my master there, and I was happy and very close to him. It was also very intimate since we were just a few people around him. One day, while we were sitting together in the temple, some men came storming in. Among them, my father, my brother, and the man I was supposed to get married to. I had gone against their will and escaped from them to be with my master. Now they had found me, and they were very angry. I knew something bad was going to happen. I screamed as they dragged me out, only being a helpless witness to how these cold, crazy men killed the one I loved the most, like he was nothing. And I could not do anything to protect him. My heart broke completely, and I died on the inside that day. I was treated very bad by my family after this, but it was nothing compared to the deep, deep pain and sorrow I carried, not only in that life, but for many lives, and also the guilt that it was in a way my fault that he got killed. Here with you, I have seen how I open up to you and trust, and then I close off again because of fear, of a fear I haven't understood. Now I see this fear is that if I love someone, something bad will happen to them, and I will lose them again. The deep fear that something bad would happen to you, or something takes me away from you again. Because I love to be here with you, it is not always easy, but I see how I learn to love again. I share this so these rusty, painful hooks can melt away and my heart can have a chance to find peace again. It is happening. Thank you for your love, time, and presence. Much love from a shy flower, your Prachita. Now we have talked about the past in this life. People have been abused. No? Now this goes to past lives also. And many times this experience comes up, and especially when you come closer again to this. So many people have gone deep in the past life, in meditation, maybe been with masters. But remember, that belongs to the past. It's nothing to do with now. It's just another thing that unconsciously you hold on to because it's a deep wound and you feel guilty. And this guilt is a poison for the soul. You are not guilty for anything. So, if this master was a real master, so what? Then he accepted it. Maybe it was even me, so what's the big fuss? Now we're here again. Then again, you're going to carry that old story? Hello? I've been in Japan many times, but past is past. And all this belongs to the body. The whole thing, the master is there for to remind you something is eternal. It doesn't matter if you die then. There's not much difference if you die when you're 30 or you die when you're 60 or you die when you're 90. Not much difference. It's nothing. Relax. And you should always remind you, relax. Then maybe you start getting at ease in yourself, relax into the moment. And then the day you die, you have practiced so much, relax with the master, that you relax. And if you are not enlightened before, you will be enlightened then, when you relax consciously into that. So don't go the other way now. Listen to the master. Life is risky. You have to risk all to gain all. It's past. Together with rice past and everybody's past. Sugandhi also had the problem. No, she's going deeper, but then all abuse story also came up, no? It's good it comes up. You have to relax. Not to be so in control. Who's in control here? Who's in control? You or me? You? Me? Okay. Then nothing can go wrong. Because I'm totally out of control. I won't allow you to be more serious. We have to do a little Norwegian hanta yo to get out of the old energy. Little exorcism. Wow. So the past is always gone. Also.
Gat she gak di go go. Ya gat she gari diva. Gat she gak di go go. Gat she gari diva. Gat shigari diva.
Do you want it like that? Beloved Master of Love, so grateful to be in your presence, tears of joy. All to be here, it gives me a lot of joy and power. But after a couple of days, each time these words come up, so I saw a birdcage with the door open. No, not knowing the meaning of the picture, memories, thoughts came up. Being a witness to people who were pulled into four pieces by horses, being locked up in dark cellars. In dynamic, I would scream for this horror. I had nothing to do with personal experience in this life, but it is as if these are wires of which the cage is made. Also, pictures came up of being an animal who got killed because it didn't follow the rules of the tribe, and being a fish leaving the group and being eaten by sharks. I had the feeling of the subconscious fear to be individual. Like I say, anything can come up if it's from this life, from the childhood, from the past lives. All this can just let it roll like a film when it comes. It doesn't mean anything, it's the past. It's just clearing up some channels. And some people, they go through many of past lives. Some people don't see. But it's always very good because you don't get so stuck into your story in this life. That's what it opens up. When you start seeing past life and this becomes a reality for you, then you don't take this life so seriously. But this is how it is, that the subconscious fear of being an individual. And that has been since you were an animal, because you escape from the tribe, then it's much more danger. And this is how this society is also. It's much easier to be part of the sheep flock. If one sheep goes out, it's very dangerous. So in the society, it's like that also. You should just be one part of the big machine with the name and the number. No, you even have a name and a number. You have a social security number, you have a passport number, and you have a cell phone number. You have all the numbers. You are nobody except the number. You belonging to the tribe, establishment. And to go outside that, that takes courage. Then you might get killed. And this is very deeply in everybody, in the unconscious. Because they know it's much safer in the flock. But the only way to regain your own strength and your own self is to break out. You can only find that out by breaking out. Because the masses is unconscious. The masses is fear. The masses, the society, the countries, they're making big armies, nuclear bombs to protect themselves. That means they are not conscious. They are living in fear. The whole planet is run of fear. So to break out of that and realize there is no fear, that takes courage. So in that process, many things can come up from this life, from past life. After a couple of days, I saw again this birdcage with the door open and a parrot inside, not wanting to come out. Yes, even when the door is open, it doesn't want to come out because it knows it's safe inside the cage. That's what the master is doing also. He opened the door and said, come out. Lazarus, come out. Come out from your cage. Come out from your cave. It's safe in there, but this is where life is. No? This is where excitement is. This is where adventure is. It opens up a whole new thing outside the cage. The last days, I felt the parrot changing into a lion. This lion's energy dissolved the cage. Yes, when you start connecting with your true power, with your true self, it will dissolve any prison, any cage, because it's much bigger. The fear is made out of the mind. The mind is afraid, so that creates the slavery, the uncertainty, the cave, the prison, the cage. But when you start coming back to your own self, it's just a joke. And the lion stands for the courage, no? That is also very deeply imprinted in humans. Everybody is afraid of the lion. He has courage. He has power. And this lion is in everybody. And to be a sannyasin, you have to be courageous. Otherwise, you won't make it. You have to break free of the cage. Yes, of course, there will be fear because you don't know what is outside the cage. But something is calling you. Like Jesus was calling Lazarus. Come out, Lazarus. Come out of your cage. You are alive. Thank you, Master, for igniting this energy that gives freedom. So grateful that you share your lion's energy of love with us. In deep love, your disciple Dogye. And you know that for the lion, he doesn't know that he has courage. That is only for the pussycat. He's looking up to the lion. Ooh, be strong lion. I hope I can be like that one. Then they practice. But if you become the lion, then maybe a little woo, I'm a lion. It's a shock. But the lion doesn't think of it. In fact, the lion is just a big pussycat, no? He's very lazy, the lion. He's so lazy that he only hunts when he absolutely have to. He's not like, oh, I'm a lion. No. He's not like that. He's just like a big pussycat. And you know the pussycat, he can sleep 20 hours a day. 20 hours a day. Hello. So if you are very, very tense, it can be well helpful. One of my meditations, get a little pussycat, watch it, relax, learn from the pussycat. He is so at ease. Like that. If just humans could relax as the pussycat, and only when you need to do something, then you do it. That is the great thing with all pussycats, including lions. Only when they really rumble, I have to. Then they go and hunt. The rest of the day, cleaning themselves and sleeping. Very nice. So, the lion is just the thing. The next step after the lion is just to be innocent. That's what Osho told story also. Most people, they are like camels. No? The camels, they live the whole life like a beast of burden. You just have to carry things. That's how camels are. You are a slave, a beast of burden. So people put things on your back, and then you have long caravan sarai over the whole Sahara. That is the life of the camel. That is the ordinary people, society. Then you have lions, very far and few in between. They break out. They walk their own way. And because they go their own way, people are afraid of them. Because they are not like others. That is the lion. You have to become a lion to break out of being a camel. That people can just use you to anything. Go to the factory. Day out, day in. Become a lion, much more exciting. Then the next step after the lion is the child. And that is, what is the child? That is innocence. But that child can only be regained after you know your power, your courage, your lion. Impossible to go from the camel to the child. That's why you have to wake up first to crystallize yourself. Only then can you again. No, you don't need to show off. If you're a lion, you're a lion. You don't need to show off. Then you become the child. So you need the energy to break free, but don't stop there. Otherwise, people just go wrong. Meditation, silence, that is the ultimate. But only a lion can have a peaceful meditation. Mouse cannot have good meditation. Beloved Master, thank you for all these dynamic washing programs. These last days, the pictures and words changed, and I had to share. Inside, the victim and the killer are one, and above, the eagle is carried in the smiling eternal sky. Thank you, Master, for sharing your being. I need your help to realize the eternal. With so much love and gratitude, your disciple Dorje. When the whole past and all these pictures and ideas and everything and the victim and the killer and one and above and under and gata gata para gata body swaha, boof. Then you come back to the eternal, no? Because the eternal is untouched. So yes, I need your help to realize the eternal. That is what is happening here. Slowly, slowly you start coming back to that which is untouched by all the stories, by all the lives, by all the dramas, by all the fears, with all the pain. It is untouched. Beloved Babaji, I'm very grateful for this cleaning, and it's still happening inside and outside. Thank you so much. Now I see clearly that the tiredness, the pains in my back and in my neck, and the unbalance of the body are all reflexes of still trying to guide life like before, without surrendering completely, I feel that the new chapter is opening up of a simpler life, lighter, more relaxed, and I need to step out of the way to allow it. Today I saw a tree trunk stuck between the rocks in the river, not allowing the strength of the water to take it downstream. I saw myself like that tree trunk. Now I shall stop being a tree trunk. You are a human being. Tree trunk is stuck. He has no arms to get free. That's what I mean by responsibility. Wake up. You are alive. You are here. You have arms. You have feet. You have heart. You have a mind. Don't get stuck. Your hands have already transformed this life so much, Babaji. I feel so lucky, so blessed by your presence. I need only to expose that the fear of disappearing into the unknown, which you talked about the other day, is here. But I want to go on, beloved, in spite of the fear. Yes. How do you feel that you are ready to go on in spite of the fear? How do you feel then? What do you feel? You are ready in spite of the fear. How does that feel like? How does that feel like?
Crazy.
Crazy. Are you ready to be crazy? No, Dan, you are not ready then. Where's my friend Rishi? There he is. He said, Baba, you are so crazy. You're so wild, Babaji. And I say, yes. So, I'm asking you, are you ready to be a little crazy? Yes. Well, let that yes grow. Otherwise, you won't make it. It's like that log in the river. You can't think, oh, I want to be free. No, you have to do something. You have to show that you want to be free. No, again, you together with many, many others, you start again getting connected now with yourself, with me, with life, with love, with your own heart. That's what you are writing. No, you want to go on now. Because now you have been with me now. You're coming back. Now you have to stand up for it. See what is right. What you've been holding back. Don't let anything hold you back. This life is very precious. In your presence, I feel strength and courage. An indescribable joy in the heart and a divine impulse of life. Thank you for so much love and care. In deep gratitude and wonder, yours, Ishal. I love you. Yes, that's what I want to give you. The strength and the courage and the joy in your heart, so you can have the energy to break free, to follow yourself. Osho was talking about this, that the Buddha disease. I have this Buddha disease, and you can get infected by it. By coming close. When you get infected by the Buddha disease, it can take you anywhere.
Hmm.
Now, when you are with me, then you feel it. You get the courage because you have that courage in yourself. You feel that. But then when you go away, then again you can fall back. That's why I remind you, take decisions now what is important. Only you can know what is important in your life. What is it life is calling you? What is it that your own intelligence is calling you to? Be courageous. Thank you, thank you. How precious you are, how blessed we are. Thank you very much. At your feet, yours, Ishak. Good. It's good now. You've been playing it safe for a time. I'm good. I'm heating you up again now. You've been involved in all your personal dramas. Welcome back. Relationship and relationship and things like that. It's very serious, this relationship and marriage and stuff like that. Almost like a horror story sometimes. People get really lost. And then I have to... I can't say anything, because if I say anything about your relationship... that is almost worse than saying something about your mother. And I would never say something about your father or your mother. Another sannyasin, Pujita, she wrote to me. She said, last time you spoke to me in satsang, I could not take your teaching. I thought it was too hard, although I also felt it was very truthful. But the way it was too much for my mind. No, 1 year it took her to realize this. 1 year. Then it was too much for her mind. And many times it's like that. I know, but it is a risk because you are half dead. I want to make you awake. So I have to shock you. So now she writes, I thought it was too hard. Oh, excuse me. Although I felt it was truthful, it was too much for my mind. So, when you have a sense that is truthful, why don't you follow that instead of your mind? Because everybody has a place inside. And that's what I'm trying, slowly, slowly, that this space of truth, of clarity, becomes stronger. So you don't listen so much to your mind, you listen to your purity, your clarity, which is beyond any mind or any emotion. You know that that is true. You can even laugh of your own ego. But if you are too much attached, then impossible, then too hard. 1 year, and I know she writes why she gets outed, why she can see it also, because she got entangled in a relationship. A relationship with a fool, of course. Shun and Pujita, can you imagine a better couple? Yeah, I have a few couples like that. I was very hurt afterwards, and I tried not to be it. Why couldn't you feel hurt? What is wrong? That will make you more humble. Or I could not understand why you have been so hard. I'm never hard. Excuse me if the truth is hard. Hello? It's the first thing. This is satsang. It's a place of truth. If I can't talk the truth, what the fuck are you doing here?
Oh, excuse me.
I was reacting so much to what I had heard. I felt sorry for myself. Now she is seeing it. I know that. I know how you are. And I have to be careful. And I just give a little dose. But if that little dose is too strong, I can't help you then. If you are not any showing any interest to wake up, to go beyond your prison, what can I do? The master is there only to help you to wake you up, to become free. But when it's too hard, hey, the door is open out of the prison. Oh, no. What can he say then? And I have some people, for years they are on, and the first moment of truth, just a little, one sentence can be enough. That is also a great opportunity to go beyond your identity. But if you are totally identified that you are so-and-so, as a great therapist or a great spiritual being or an old sannyasin, which can be some of the worst. So, that's how it is. At least now she sees and she knows where she can become free of it. But that's how it is. It's very difficult. That's not true. It's so easy. But for you, it's so difficult. When I said that, it's not right. But I have to play this game for you. Oh, it's so hard. What is hard? I'm telling you the truth out of my love for you. I'm telling you the truth so you can become free. Oh, why were you so hard for me? Kabir said, there is no giver in this world like the living master. The whole world is busy taking, taking, taking. In this entire world, the master is the only one willing to give. Even the king and the emperor have to have their hands outstretched. If you pray outside, there is no answer. Many names, but one God. Master reveals this hiding place where the real is. A thief goes to a holy river. How holy can his bath be? He wets his body from head to toe. But what about the heart? Kabir lived by the Ganga his whole life. He saw all these fools. Ganga is so holy in India. Just take a bath in the Ganga and your sins disappear. Wha! Who can fool? How can you fool yourself? Kabir saw this fool. If a thief goes into the holy Ganga, how holy is his bath? Do you think the holy Ganga can do anything? He wets his body from head to toe, but what about the heart? The heart is much more difficult to wash, to get clean. It's this inside. How can you reach it? How can you reach your own being? Don't fool yourself that you take a bath in the Ganga, you get clean. You can't carry metal in a paper boat. Every savior have said, Only a living master can save you. This world is like a whirlpool that sucks everything in. Only the living master takes people across the ocean. That is what the master is there for. Not to hurt you. But this is what the master has to deal with the whole time. And it's sad to see that you missed opportunity. Beloved, may I ask for a reminder that will help me to keep this focus, this way of living, of one heart in bliss, letting go, accepting. Now I see that all the creativity has been pulling me to a different way, where I felt connected, finding new ways for me and for Francis in the Sangha to move and work with arts and creativity, but it all took me away from the main focus. So, Gita, all your creativity came from you, not from being a hollow bamboo. And that's not creativity then. You wanted to do that, and that's why people do, to get recognized, to do something. You have to do all these things to build yourself up. Nothing wrong with it. Because only a ripe apple falls. So you have to see this. Now you have seen it. That this creativity, so-called creativity, because creativity around me, if it's coming from your heart, is just delightful. But it must be something there that you wanted you wanted to be creative. Then you yourself is in the way from creativity. You wanted some recognition. Now I feel myself more realigned and moving towards these creative projects only if they come from the beautiful space inside, away from the need to prove myself worthy. That's, for me, that's where it should always come from. But again, that's not where you are. So then you have to go through this, you have to try to be somebody, you have to prove yourself, you have to try to get people to like you, then you will get disappointed, then you will get hurt, then you don't get recognized for what you do. And in the first place, nobody asks you to do anything. It's your own burden. Till you start realizing this game, which it seems like you are touching now, then you can start being for a nobody. You work for me then, you work for the Sangha, you work for the whole. It becomes a dance. The price is in what you are doing, not something you should get. But the mind always wants something. The ego always wants something. Your being doesn't want anything. It's already too much. Your heart is happy if you recognize where you are. This is where you want to be. Then you serve. Away from the need to prove myself worthy. And where does this proving came from? Definitely, I have never told you you have to prove yourself. It must be you that is putting it on yourself. When efficient, responsibility comes naturally with joy, lightness, beauty, and playfulness. I know that everything flows beautifully from the true heart of devotion. But you cannot do it. It comes spontaneously because you want to serve. You have already so much, you want to devote yourself to that. But that might take time for you to realize that. Like it did for you. Now you see how many years you have gone through this and how many people has to go through that and still is going through it. As art is so close to my heart, it was tricky for me to see my mind taking me away. I learned a lot to be total, to go through any obstacles and see myself really capable, steady. Now I can let it go. I am knowing this new and deeply longing to take care of it. That's why I'm humbly ask for this support, a reminder that will help me to keep connected, serving in the right direction. It was so subtle inside, I didn't see it happening. I know, my dear Gita, is very subtle. And I know you don't see. And it doesn't even help me to tell you, because you have to see. And when you see, then you understand, because it's your own experience. Now, try to function more out of this new spontaneity. But then you're also truthful. If you want to do it, you do it. If you don't, you don't. Then you don't say something because you think you have to prove yourself. If you say something, then you say it because you want to do it. And then, of course, you should do it. Then the Sangha expect you to do it because you have said it. Some people, they say they should do this and this, and then, oh, it's so much. I'm so tired. You said it in the beginning. So you have to mature into this. Let it be a new start. I deeply thank you at your feet with all my love, Gita. Most people, they have to go through this. You have to start functioning more, flowing. Get out, that's what I mean when I say get out of your own way. Okay, Gita, can you smile? Okay, thank you. Poor Gita, sometimes I have to remind her, can you smile or not? You see, look so serious, just start laughing a little bit. You can do gibberish also for yourself. Otherwise, you have an old habit taking yourself serious. That's not good. One of the best meditation is laughing. It makes you happy, relaxed. You feel relaxed after good laughter, belly laughter, ha ha ha. And another thing, very nice, which is no other meditation come close, laughing meditation, is like when people, they look at you, they like you because you smile. Otherwise, maybe they don't like you. I don't know. Excuse me, it's going to be later tonight. Is it okay? Okay. That's so many lies. I'm doing my best. Just for you, Gita, and all the others. No Mother Teresa is laughing also. Or is it the Holy Ghost? Oh. Huh? Wouldn't that be something? A laughing Holy Ghost. That would be something. Were you brought up Christian like that? No, not with your mother. We know all about her. Who had a very Christian upbringing? Madhavi? You had? Yeah? And the Holy Ghost. How is the Holy Ghost like in the... Huh? Bird? The Holy Ghost is the bird? That's not cool. But the thing is, okay, so the Holy Ghost can turn into a bird. But does this Holy Ghost, does anybody in the Christian tradition say that the Holy Ghost is laughing? Have you heard that? No. I didn't think so. I did not think so, because Christianity is a very, very somber religion. Somber. Serious. No laughing. No laughing, no dancing, no playing. Serious. God watching. Huh? But in a way, it's the good news that the Holy Ghost can transform into a little bird. Peep, peep. Because the bird is very innocent, no? The bird is very innocent. The Holy Ghost feels a bit waha. But the little bird is nice. The holy bird. Who came with that? Then Harry Potter is more cool. He is an owl, a wise owl. Gita, you wrote again. What could have been between me and devotion these last years? Was there something missing? What was missing was you, was your heart. How can there be devotion if it's not heart? If you are doing everything out of any gain or proving yourself or worthiness or anything, then it has nothing to do with your heart. Then. The heart is very innocent. How can there be devotion with no heart? First, you have to find the heart. Only the heart can be devotion, can feel devotion, can feel gratitude, can feel understanding. The mind can say, oh, I'm surrendering, I'm devotion, but it's very dry. Then the feedback came of missing fire in me, especially to be involved in the program, facilitating meditation. Then there was hell inside. Yes. Because you couldn't take it in. And that's what I say. That the Sangha is an extension of me. So you have to trust. It's difficult to listen to me sometimes. I'm too hard in talking the truth. But for the Sangha, from your own friends, then maybe it's even more difficult. Because more projections can come. Right, just touch that. Many people touch that. They know they want to listen because we are not here to hurt each other. We are here to help each other grow. No? So if there's somebody is saying that there's a feedback, that there's missing fire and energy in you, and to not to be involved or lead any, facilitating any meditation, then you should meditate on that. Why bring that hell? But this is how it goes. You should be good in what you are doing. So what? And you say, many people say, oh, I'm totally available to do anything. I'm totally devoted. I'm totally surrendering. But I only would like to facilitate meditations. But I would only like to do sessions. But I would only like to do this. What kind of surrender is this? What kind of ideas is this? If you are open, you are open. That is surrender. Whatever is needed, that's where you will go. Otherwise, it's just a play of words. That's why I have to stir it up again and again. Or the Sangha have to stir it up. Because you cannot have all these ideas. Then if you have no fire, then you have to regain that. Then it was a hell inside. There is a hell inside because you have expectations. If you are surrendered, you are just happy to be here. If you are devoted, you are devoted to be here, whatever you are. If you want to do something, you do something. Oh, you go and chop vegetable, good. You go and lead dynamic, good. You go and work in the garden, good. You are happy because you are open. But if you are there, have some ideas, then hell inside. A lot of these ideas, emotions, judgments with myself and other storms and hard time, literally freezing cold. Because you are taking yourself so seriously. When the Sangha or your friends just want to help you. And you all have to take this in because it's really outdated now. Neither me, neither are the Sangha here to create hell in you. Hell is already in you. We are here to help you to go beyond your hell. Then you have to be willing to face yourself. What is it you? What kind of ideas is it you are stuck on? It's time that you start flowing. Somewhere inside, the poor watcher on the hill holding on hard to cross the storms. The poor watcher never needs, he has a hard time. You don't know about the watcher. The watcher is untouched. The watcher says, ha, ha, ha. That's what the watcher does. The watcher is untouched. What you call the watcher is just your mind. That's the difference. If you really have a contact with the watcher, you wouldn't be in this mess already. If you know you are the watcher, how can you have a hell then? How can you have any expectations? The watcher knows. When he is the watcher, has understood and he's devoted, there is peace. Because he does exactly what he wants to do. The meaning of life. Then it's paradise, it's not hell. The mentioning, when you mentioned the two brothers escaping from Tibet, And all these wonderful sharings from your amazing life have been touching me so deeply. Yes, I remind you in many, many ways. And just thinking about them, which happened many times when I talk about these things, is very difficult because I get emotional because I remember how hard, how beaten up these people were. And you think you are in hell. Here, look at the stupidity of it. Just a little bit talking and sharing with some friends, and it can create hell in you. And I'm talking about people that have worked for months, teenagers, over the Himalayas, to be free from the tyranny of the Chinese. They could die. They've been working for months over the Himalayas. And you create hell here. Or you complain it's cold to sit here. Chickens you are. Dreaming about being lions. You have to be a little stronger in yourself. Surrendering even deeper to you, to the Sangha, burning everything that might be in the way, with much love and deep gratitude, Gita. You are a good woman, Gita. Don't give up and let it go deeper and surrender deeper and burn everything and realize nothing is in the way except yourself. Don't take it serious. Can you smile? Let's see. It's a nice smile. Don't be afraid to smile. Okay. Do 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 do. Beloved Babaji, I watch tears of gratitude for being allowed to sit again at your feet here in the best temple in the whole galaxy, even after so much confusion and madness. I saw how expectations were still present, so I looked deeper. I don't know if it's finished yet. That's part of it, Salima. You have to understand that you had all these expectations and you were very arrogant, like I talked about before. And to see it makes you more humble, no? You have to be aware of these sides. And that's why today I talked about all this, if it's from the past, it all belongs to your past. All of these stories that I talked about, it all belongs to your past. But you are so identified and you're taking yourself so seriously. And even if it's not your childhood or the teacher or the priest who misused you, then yourself I created you something special. Some therapist, some healer, some this, some that. Just a burden. Let it go. I start seeing the magnitude of the blessing of sitting with you, and even to contribute a little to this wonderland around you is beyond the beyond. Yes, that's how it should be. How can you contribute? And many times for me, it all depends more where you are, you know, how available you are, not where you think you are. You might be a great therapist or a teacher or whatever, but you are so full of yourself that I cannot use you. You have to become more hollow, non-attached to who you think you are. I have to break down your image because it's a false image. And then you can become flowing again. Then whatever is in your computer can become beautiful because you are not in the way. Thank you for giving precisely what I need, more than I ever know, so this madness can be flushed out to make space for living more lovingly, more graciously, more beautiful. Know you are in my heart, my beloved, and through the smell of this incense, I'm rejoicing in the trust. For the first time, I can say without any fears that I love Babaji, I love you. Yes. This is very good for the first time. And you can only serve me out of love. Only lovers understands the language of love. If I speak from the language of love, which I do, of truth, and that hits your hard coconut with your limited understanding, who only see things out of you, me, then my truth will be fucked up between here and there. The only way you can listen is that you get in touch with your heart, that you start loving. Only a heart can love. You cannot do love. You cannot do peace. You cannot do surrender. It happens out of your deep, deep understanding. So, for the first time, I can say without any fears that I love Babaji, I love you. Feeling sacred tears of gratitude. Yes, love is very precious. And only out of this love do I want you to do anything for me. Because love is so precious. So if you can function in this climate of love, then everything changes. Out of understanding. But then you have to get out of the way. Be a servant for love, for consciousness, for Babaji, instead of being servant for yourself, proving yourself. Then everything is easy. So now you know why all these things didn't work in the beginning. Because it was way too much you. And sometimes I have seen that when I come, people come, and Babaji is very innocent. So I say, oh, this person can do this, or this person can do that. Let's put her in there, let's do it. But then I realize, oh my God, this person is not mature enough. She's not even there. So then I have to stop it, which is very, it's a pity. But that's how it is. Because this is not a place that your ego gets built up. It's impossible. To know that I am nothing, beloved, only life is and you are, is the only knowing worth having. To have your infinite care, devotion, love and grace is more than I could ever be given by God Himself. Because without your love, without you, I would have remained close to God, blind and stuck. I will be available, Babaji. And no recklessness coming from my arrogance will be allowed this time, or from here on. No, only love, only gratitude. Forever yours with a strong beating heart, Salima. Let's see. I know you mean now, but it is a test. Don't give any promises. You have to settle in this new. Let there be a new beginning. Kabir says, this mind of ours never takes a rest. Having forgotten its own reality, it is deluded night and day, looking for happiness outside. Even though it knows that it goes on falling into the web of delusion, it keeps going back for more and more. It seems like it never learns. It has lost itself. It's running after things. It has become totally deluded, confused, and stained by this world. This stain does not come off without the water of wisdom. Every scripture says so. And without the Master's help, the heart can never be found. I think I have to stop them. Look at that. Did that do good or what? You must be getting hungry now, so okay, take ahead. There was one more coming up. Beloved Master, when you brought that atmosphere of Tibet into satsang, inside me I saw fire, faces of lions, beasts, and dragons, like in Makala. My heart pulsated strongly, and my eyes were filled with tears. Inside me, I felt that oomph, that power that would make me cross the Himalayas, and maybe once again to be with you. What is life without this love? What is life without consciousness? Not much, I tell you. It changed everything. Gratitude for making us remember again and again from yours, Tojan. Where's Tojan? I have another film for you tonight, then, Tojan. We can show instead of the meditation tonight, since you like Tibet. Okay, so it's on the program from now. It's cozy when it's raining outside and have a nice movie and like that. I'm happy to share everything that is beautiful inside and outside with you. Aum Shanti. close your eyes. Let everything relax. And just fall back into yourself. Allowing everything to be silent. Relaxed. Sinking deeper. Letting go. Opening.